When you walk out of here today, I just want you to actually have your mind changed in two areas. Just in two areas. The first one is I want you to be convinced that God responds to prayer. If you remember nothing, that's one thing. I want you to be convinced from His Word that God responds to prayer. The second thing I want you to walk out of here questioning, ask yourself, is what I pray for biblical? Are my prayers biblical? Do I pray for what the Bible prays for? Those are the two things. Here we go. Last week I said, my friend has a PhD in theology. He does not think God responds to prayer. He educated the common sense right out of him. His thinking is, let me defend him for a second, because he is my friend, you know, even though I'm throwing shade on him. God already has a plan. And if God already has a plan, and you pray, and He responds to your prayer, then that changes His plan, and that means His plan wasn't perfect to begin with. This is why you needed to shoot a Monster Energy before you came in today. This is going to be heavy stuff. But I don't care what you are able to wrap your mind around and make sense of. I really only care what the Bible teaches. There are so many things in the Bible. The Trinity. Good night. The Trinity is like trying to figure out, the Trinity is like trying to empty the ocean with a spoon. Good luck. But we believe it because this is who He says He is. And all I care about is what the Bible says. And so for the last 4 years, I have sent every single scripture that God answers prayer. We're still friends. There are 450 of them. Answered prayers in the Bible. So today, we're only going to cover 425. Kidding. But somebody asked me this week, what about unanswered prayer? And I was like, I wasn't even going to talk about that. But now I have to. So here we go. Somebody told me, I prayed for something and it didn't happen. And the example they gave me was, I prayed for my kid to stop crying and they didn't. Well, hold my beer. No, really, quickly, there's three examples in Scripture where God doesn't answer prayer. You're not even going to like these, okay? First one is the crappy husband. If you're a crappy husband, it says God won't answer your prayers. 1 Peter 3:7, watch this. I know you're not going to like this. Husbands, honor your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she's your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so that your prayers will not be hindered. We don't even like that verse. Crappy husband, that's your first one. I've been guilty of this. Your prayers can be hindered because of your sin. Psalm 66:18. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Hidden sin, cherished sin, loved sin, not exposed sin, and the Lord would not have listened. And then the third one, it's really not even in a non-answered prayer, but it's Paul's thorn in the flesh. He pleaded three times with God to take this away from me. And he said, my grace is enough. I'd still call that an answer, but anyways, the answer was no. So enough on the Debbie Downers and the non-answered prayers. Let's move on to answered prayer, because it's way more overwhelming than non-answered prayers. And just pause here for a second. And think about how amazing it is. Marvel that the God of the universe responds to prayer. Like, just pause for a minute and think about this. That the God of the universe responds to your prayers. Don't just blow over that. Like, yeah, of course, that's His job. No. He spoke the world into existence with a word, cause things to come to be with His word, and He opens His ears to us. Like that, it should just cause you to worship. Get to know this God. If you have not come to God through faith in Christ, you don't know him. Come to God through Christ means to have your sin canceled. And then he credits you his perfect life. It's then given to you. That's what makes you a Christian. If you just hit the reset button on your life and you got a clean slate, you would screw it up again. And just you being you isn't enough to get to heaven. You need Christ's righteousness to get you into the presence of God. You don't just need a fresh start. Not even angels who have not sinned yet can look at the face of God. Isaiah 6, but that's a different day. So here's my answered prayer list. I really wanted to go through all my list, but I will refrain. This is really hard for me. I'm not very disciplined. More than ever, I am convinced that God answers prayer. More than ever. It's just amazing. And I'm convinced that prayer flexes divine muscles. I'm convinced that prayer takes muscles of divine God and flexes them and says, watch me respond. So God responds to prayer according to the Bible. Let me just give you a few examples. Joshua 10, 12. So there's a battle going on, and here's what they need. They need more time. You're going to pray for more time. Watch this. On the day the Lord gave the Israelites victory over the Amorites, Joshua prayed to the Lord in front of all the people of Israel. He said, let the sun stand still. I've never prayed for that. Over Gibeon and the moon over the valley of Ahijalon. We'll just call it Seneca. So the sun stood still. What? How did that even happen? And the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel defeated its enemies. Is this event not recorded in the book of Joshua? The sun stayed in the middle of the sky and did not set on a normal day. 14. There has never been a day like this one, ever, before or since, when the Lord answered such a prayer. Surely he fought for Israel that day. God answered prayer and everyone saw it. Daniel 10, 12. This one's going to get you too. Then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel. This is an angel talking to Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray, you prayed for understanding and to humble yourself before God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come and answered to your prayer. Now get this. Next verse. 21 days. But for 21 days I was kept from coming to you because the spirit of the prince of the kingdom of Persia, that's a demonic spirit, blocked my way. Then Michael, there's only two angels named in the whole Bible. Michael's one of them. Gabriel's the other one. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit of the prince of Persia. 21 days of spiritual battles before his prayer was answered. How about this one? Moses, Deuteronomy 9, 19. They had just made a gold calf and worshipped it. Bad deal. I fear that the furious anger of the Lord, which turned against you, would drive him to destroy you. But he listened to me. Look at this. The Lord was so angry with Aaron, he wanted to destroy him. But I prayed for Aaron, and the Lord spared him. He listened, I prayed, and God spared him. 2 Kings 6, 18. Just imagine if we went through 450 of these. As the Aramean army advanced, okay, this is all whole army coming at you. Elisha prayed, O Lord, make them blind. These are big prayers. Whole army coming at you, blind them. Well, we'll see. The Lord struck them with blindness. And then he throws in there, as Elijah had asked. Would that have happened if he hadn't asked for it? I don't know. We don't have that. We just have what he prayed for and God answered. Or how about this one? Luke 22. This is Jesus. You know Jesus counts, right? Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat. Satan wants you. He wants all of the apostles. but I have pleaded in prayer for you that your faith would not fail. Now he says, when you have repented, not if, it's not like I hope God answers this. When you have repented and turned again to me, strengthen the bros. He answered it. When you turn, not if. Okay, only two more and then I'll be done. Serious. Two more. And these are a public display of answered prayer. 1 Kings 18. I got to read this to you. 1 Kings 18. Here's what's going on. There's a big contest. We want to know who the real God is. And you know how we're going to prove it? The one who answers prayer. And so there's 450 prophets of Baal. They serve a fake God. He's a wicked dude, not real. And there's one, Elijah. And so they have a contest on the mountain. At the usual time for the offering, in the evening, Elijah the prophet walked up to the altar and prayed, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we got the right God. Prove today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant. Prove that I have done all of this at your command. O Lord, answer me. Here he goes. Answer me so that these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have brought these people back to yourself. Immediately, the fire of the Lord flashed down from heaven, burned up the young bull, the wood, I get that, the stones. I have never seen wood or stones be burned up by fire. He had put 13 buckets of water, I'm trying to do the math. You never do public math. It was 12, okay? 4 times 3. 4 buckets of water doused on this sacrifice 3 different times, filled everything full of water, the trench around it completely filled with water. And the people of Baal prayed to their God for hours and hours and hours, and there was no answer. You should read it today. We read it with the youth group, and they didn't even believe it was in the Bible. He mocks him, and he says, maybe your God's taking a dump. It's in there. You should read it. The Bible's not boring. It's only boring if you don't read it. Anyways, it licked up everything. Now get this. 39. And all the people saw it, and they fell face down on the ground and cried out, the Lord, he is God. I would trade my paramotor to be there. Yes, the Lord is God. Now that's where the children's Bible stops. I want you to add in verse 40. I'm trying to see how many kids are in here. Look at verse 40. Then Elijah commanded, seize all the prophets of Baal. There's 450 of them. Don't let a single one escape. And they did. And then Elijah took them down to the Kishon Valley and gave them ice cream. No. These are Bible characters, and he just slaughtered 450 false prophets. I don't think we'd let Elijah serve in children's ministry. Shows on your background, you have 450 murders. You want to explain that one to us? Last one, John 11. Again, public display. Lazarus is dead. And they're kind of mad that Jesus wasn't there to save them. And Jesus is saying, didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? Look at this. So they rolled the stone aside. They didn't want to do it because he stinks. 4 days being dead. But listen to what he prays. Jesus looked up to heaven and he said, Father, thank you for hearing me. I know you hear me. You always hear me, but I say it out loud so that these people would believe. Isn't that amazing? He didn't need confirmation that God was going to hear him, but I'm doing this publicly out loud so everybody can know. Next verse. Then Jesus shouted. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sing it. Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out. His hands and feet were bound with grave clothes. His face was wrapped in a headcloth. And he said, unwrap him, let him go. Said it out loud so that you would believe. Are you not convinced yet? I only gave you 7 examples there. Are you not convinced that God responds to prayer? I just want you to do this. As you go through the Bible in 2026, look for it. Look for things that God answers. Be amazed at how relational he is. Read the Bible to know God, not just to know a story and be more religious. Be amazed at how he responds to prayer and how he keeps his promises. Look for it when you read through it. He's going to answer his promise, whether it's a chapter later or 25 years later. It took 25 years to fulfill his promise to Abraham. Or 2,000 years later, as he keeps his promise by sending Christ. So, two things I want you to remember today. Number one is be convinced that God responds to prayer. The second thing is, this is a lot quicker, is what you're praying for biblical? Have you ever even asked that question? Jesus warns us repeatedly not to love money. And do you know what we pray for? Lottery numbers. I ain't answering that. Are your prayers focused and centered on God? Are you worried about bringing honor in his name? Or are your prayers just man-centered? Just about your life and your world? This has shaped my prayers. I heard this 15 years ago, and it has shaped my prayers. If God answered all of your prayers immediately in the last year, would the world change or just your world change? That got me. Most of the stuff I pray for just has to do with me. If all of my prayers were answered in the last year, would God be more exalted or would my life just be easier? Sorry to wreck your year too now. But I think about this. The more you read Scripture, the more you spend time in the Word, it will shape your prayer life. It'll shape what you pray for, what you value, what you're concerned about is what God is concerned about. So we're only going to go through one because there's a lot of them. Ephesians chapter 3. Here we go. Starting in 14. When I think of all this, well, first of all, what's all this? He just said in verse 12, because of Christ, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. We couldn't do that before we had Christ. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father. He's the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Now, don't get lost here. Here's what he's praying for. Through God's power, verse 17, Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Pray that for someone, that your roots will grow down deep into God's love and will keep you strong. 18, that you would have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep is his love. It's just unsearchable. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. And then you will be made complete. Where was I at? Lord, hear our prayer. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. That's living. When you know Christ personally, that's living. Now God, now all glory to God, verse 20, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might even ask or think. He's up to bigger things than we are. Glory to him in the church and Christ through all generations forever. Amen. That's one biblical prayer. He's praying this from prison. My first prayer request would have been like, early release, please. Hopefully I hit my parole. No, he's saying, Christ, make your home in our hearts. May you grow roots into God's love. Don't be tossed around. Be blown away by how much God loves us. Pray that for someone this week. I pray that you would be blown away by how much God loves you. And then glory to God, who is infinitely more than we can imagine. And then he prays a paradox in here. Not to lose you, but I marvel at this stuff. 18 and 19. He says, I pray that you would have power to understand how awesome Christ is. In verse 19, he says, it's too great for you to understand. What a prayer. What a prayer. As much as you push into Jesus, there is always more to be had. You never, ever get to the end of him. This is why heaven is not boring. It's not going to be boring. And neither is hell, but for different reasons. That was a funny. Kind of. As much as you push into Jesus, there's more to be had. Do not take my word for it. As you read through the Bible in 2026, ask God to open your eyes to his word. Talk to him in a relationship. Listen to what he says. Talk back to him. What is going to change this community and what is going to change your world is when you hear God's word and you listen to it. Be convinced God answers prayer. Pray things that the Bible prays for. Any questions? Let's pray. Oh, you got one? Okay. God, we do ask for you to be honored. That our prayers would be answered not for our sake, but to honor your name. You make the sun stand still. You blind whole armies. You raise the dead. Would you help us to pray big prayers, prayers that are making an impact on eternity? Help us to pray for things that will broaden your kingdom and transfer people from the power of darkness to the kingdom of light. And may we be bold as we march forward, not being shy to talk about our treasure. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.